In the grand theater of governance, nationalism and local control are like two actors vying for the spotlight. Nationalism, with its grandiose costume of unity and a chorus of soldiers in tow, often preaches to the masses through television, the modern-day pulpit. Meanwhile, local control, donning a more modest attire, relies on the civil authority, the stagehands, ensuring that the show tunes run smoothly. The plot thickens as the region's success hinges on the access to resources, much like a play depends on its props and sets. The regional folks, akin to an audience, nod in agreement, their applause tied to the resources they utilize. Up in the box, the royals orchestrate the nation's narrative, while the oligarchs, like producers in the shadows, grip the resources strings tightly. And amidst the drama, the poor search for an ideal script, hoping for a twist in the tale that grants them a starring role in the pursuit of prosperity. It's a performance of power and providence, where every character seeks the limelight of an ideal situation. Yet as in any production, the final act is yet to be written, and the quest for a harmonious finale continues.